It was my first day of college. I was extremely excited to get start class and know what it felt like to be a real college student, a real going to college classes adult. But rather than waking up to my alarm that morning, I was startled by a phone call from my mom at 6:56 a.m. And I will never forget these words. She said, "I'm really sorry, Seraphie, but Grammy has passed away." And the only thing that has stayed in my mind from class that week was the beginning of an Emily Dickinson's poem. "Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me." Though my grandmother suffered from Alzheimer's for 10 years before she died, she left an incredible impact upon my soul, so much that when she left, I felt that a large piece of me had gone with her. With four children between the ages of 5 and 9, she went back to school and got a degree in English and minored in French and history to become a teacher. My passion for reading and literature, the why behind my value in education, and my will to also become an English teacher all comes from her. Without my grandmother and the many other people that have entered my life, I would not be here before you today, and neither would you, my fellow graduates. As a school and country, we tend to focus on the greatness of individuality and personal achievement. While those accomplishments are important, we often forget that great people have been influenced by others who have also played a large role in those accomplishments. So as we get ready to walk across this stage, take a moment to think of the team of people it has taken to get you here today and what this education means to them. However, now you might be thinking about, or have been asked a billion times, as I have over the last couple months, what does it mean? What does one do with this accomplishment, a liberal arts degree? Since hearing Bill Nye speak in October, I have always wanted to reply to this question with, dare I say it, to change the world. We've been told that the liberal arts degrees teach us how to think and will prepare us for this rapidly changing world. But what did we actually learn during our time here? The first thing I read for college was an essay entitled "Why We Read, Canon to the Right of Me" by Katha Pollitt. The essay critically examines the concept of the canon and how and why our society chooses what kind of books should be read and discussed in the classroom. While a simple concept on the surface, this question digs deep into a flurry of identity politics and cultural values that we engage with every day. That assigned essay would only become more relevant as I progressed through college. Last year, after a series of bias incidents shocked our campus, the Walk the Talk movement was created. Started as an initiative in response to the incidents, the movement quickly became the face of a greater call to action when dealing with types of bias on our campus. Walk the Talk organized a sit-in on the Manor House lawn to peacefully protest on-campus acts of bias and to request a variety of changes in curriculum to include a wider range of diverse literature, such as in E&D and the Common Core. Despite the tense and sometimes terse feelings that flew around, I have never been more proud of my school and student body. For a campus that is often accused of lacking school pride or a common shared identity, at that moment, I was amazed to see almost the entire faculty and students coming together. This, in my opinion, is what a liberal arts degree is all about. Everyone, including professors and staff, learning and growing together. According to Paulo Freire, whose book, The Pedagogy of the Oppressed, has been a source of great inspiration to me, education either functions as an instrument which is used to facilitate integration of the younger generation into the logic of the present system and bring about conformity, or it becomes the practice of freedom, the means by which people deal critically and creatively with reality and discover how to participate in the transformation of their world. The latter is precisely what Lewis and Clark has taught us how to do, to question everything, to creatively ask for more, to strive for something as close to a just and loving society as possible. We have not only dared to push the boundaries and live according to radical ideas, but we have lived them unapologetically, to the extent that sometimes we forget that they are considered radical in comparison to more mainstream ideas. Just think about how weird and awesome this place really is. While working at Maggie's the other day, I heard someone ranting about how annoyed she was at herself for doing a thesis on old dead white men in the British Navy when she considers herself a queer feminist. And then I heard another person say, under their breath, just another day at LC. On this campus, we have been allowed, as James Joyce writes, to forge in the smithy of our soul the uncreated conscience of our race, and by race I mean all people. We could bring up anything that we wanted in this environment, and it is not by accident that the professor-student relationship is so strong, because Lewis and Clark is intentionally created to be safe and trusting in order that we could use this as our playground to discover through trial and error our own morals and values, so that we could go to symposiums, queer town hall meetings, or race dialogues and deconstruct every word in our vocabulary, so that when something like Walk the Talk happens and students continue to push against their school in order to get across what they believe, they are met with not necessarily open arms, as no one likes to be criticized, but with a chance to be heard and then given the tools to move forward. Though our school may have low attendance at rah-rah events such as sports games, and you are more likely to see someone wearing Birkenstocks than any Lewis and Clark gear, and I am sure most of you question whether you are going to come to commencement in the first place, our community shares a lineage of thought. What that lineage is, I find hard to describe, but the words resistance, curiosity, and love come to mind. I believe that my E&D professor, Dr. Maureen Reed, or as some of us call her, Dr. Mo, assigned that first essay in the hopes that it would spark a passionate discussion within our class. Well, she needn't have worried. Today, I look back and realize that this class contains some of the most prominent characters and leaders at LC. While I've only maintained a few close friendships from that first semester, watching those individuals grow over the past 4 years has been one of my greatest joys. From Krista, who is currently doing a Fulbright in Brazil, to Louis, who has grown into a fantastic musician and performed most recently Into the Woods Agony at the anti-Valentine's Day concert, to Kiara's dance choreography at Dance X, to feminist theory with Julia, being blown away by their brilliance. I could go on from here, but the point is how incredibly kind, creative, and connected we all actually are. So when you think about Lewis and Clark 5, 10, 20 years from now, what will you say? What kind of questions do you think that you will ask? Are you going to ask if Betty is still working at the Bone? Is the Pio Express still running? Do they serve donuts at Maggie's still? Did the Rusty Nail survive? Has Campo finally bulldozed Narnia? Remember all the good old days at the Platt Howard DSA? Remember how beautiful South Campus was on a sunny day? And remember Tryon on Thursday nights. While we may not have created a cohesive and prideful community in the traditional sense, it is precisely the nature of not fitting together that makes us unique and in a constant process of learning. Or, as Professor Molly Robinson Kelly describes us, a glorious community of oddballs, loners, creative types, and misfits. While I admit you have all driven me crazy at one time or another, and I am completely indebted to this community. For you too have made me into who I am standing here before you today. So as we move into the beyond, remember something my mom always quotes to me from the Bible. And no, this is not from one of our assigned E&D readings from first year. Don't let the world around you squeeze you into its mold. So now I say it to you, hold on to those experiences here and abroad that have forged your meaning and identity to this point. We're going to need them. Who will you be when shit hits the fan in the form of a zombie apocalypse or in the recession and you lose your job? Will you strive to understand instead of being understood? Will you continue to keep an open mind to those different from yourself? Will you acknowledge your privilege in a world as a college graduate and strive to use that privilege to make the world a better and more equal place? A wise person once told me that adults are afraid to be wrong. Lewis and Clark has taught me that I am wrong all the time. The point here is not that I am always wrong or a bad person, but as humans, we are inherently self-centered and thus have to work extra hard to see other people's points of views. Which gets me back to what I plan to do with my liberal arts degree. True, I am walking away with a piece of paper that says I completed this many credits for an English major and gender studies minor. And this will hopefully qualify me to get some job doing something I love. But I am also walking away with this transformed sense of self and a whole community of thought, which has taught me the ability of choice. As individuals, we have very little control over what happens in our world, but each of us does have the choice of how we choose to respond to it. Changing the world, then, might have less to do with mediating world peace or being a CEO of some company, and more to do with how you look at your life. How will you choose as an individual, no matter your position in the world, to act and respond towards those around you? The choice is yours. Though we will each interpret this question differently and act accordingly, I believe that Lewis and Clark has given us the tools to respond to it, to question our actions, to learn from our mistakes, and to set forth into this world to make use of our liberal arts education and respond to Bill Nye by changing the world. Thank you.